North God's Radio presents The Loki File Trials 2017.
Adelaide McMahon for the prosecution. Ladies and gentlemen of court, as I have looked over everything, I have found that Loki is guilty. He has killed Balder. And since he is poor, innocent, blind, Hod, he was also killed, for life is paid by life. And poor Nanna, who died of a broken heart, for Loki had killed Balder, her husband. And he could have made up for it if only he had wept for Balder. And why, you may ask, did he do all these things? Because Balder got more attention than Loki. If you ask me, that is a dumb reason to be the cause of three deaths. Loki's pranks are not funny at all. They are really hurtful mentally and sometimes physically. During the night, someone had sneaked in and cut off all of Sif's beautiful hair. There was nothing worse for a woman than the shame of a bald head, and only Loki could have done such an awful deed, page 44 and 45. That is hurtful. It says there is no greater shame than a bald head for a woman. If he is going to make a joke, make sure that is not hurtful or shameful. Another example of one of Loki's mean jokes is presented. In a flash, Loki changed himself back into his own shape, and with fingers as long as spider's legs, lifted the necklace from Freya's throat. Page 84. Number one, that is really creepy. And number two, that is hers. He was probably not planning on giving it back. That is not okay. So ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, I find that Loki's pranks are hurtful and not funny, but also hurtful. Loki does bad things, and the evidence that I show will prove that. Loki wore a malicious smile, looking forward to spreading the news of Thor's unfortunate adventure to the land of Utgarsloki. It didn't matter to him that he had also been fooled. Thor's shame was worth it. Page 116. That is not nice. You don't care that you were fooled. You only care about spreading rumors about your friend. I was Thor. I would not want to be his friend. Another example of Loki doing bad things is this. Your friend's friend shall be your friends. And so on. Page 28. Loki is friends with Thor. Loki is friends with Heimdall. Thor is friends with Heimdall. Loki is not friends with Heimdall. He has bitten him and even hurt him. I think that rule has been broken. So in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, with the evidence that I have presented, you must find that Loki has done some bad things. Loki has stolen things and kidnapped many people. The evidence that I will show you will prove that theory. But no sooner had she and Loki come into the woods than there was a mighty gust of wind, and the storm then swept down, seized her and all of her apples, and flew off with her, page 88 and 89. He is literally helping kidnap the woman who keeps him young. She does not deserve that, and he knows it. Another example of him stealing something shall be presented. In a flash, Loki changed himself back into his own shape, and with fingers as long as spider's legs, lifted the necklace from Freya's throat, page 84. That is her necklace, why would he want it anyway? He was not going to give it back. This is killing his good side. So overall, I hope you find Loki guilty. He has done so many bad things.
Alexander Eskew for defense. Loki did commit many crimes, but it was because he was treated badly. He was never fully accepted by the Aesir. They were hard on him, and because of this, he is mostly innocent. Also, when he caused the death of Balder, the Aesir gave Loki an eternal punishment that was too harsh, page number 139, which wilted the Tree of Life because they hurt Odin's blood brother. When Loki was captured and put in a box for 3 months, none of the Aesir realized, and when he got back, none of them cared, page number 105. That is very rude for gods to do something like that to someone, because it is very ungodlike. Also, when Yas attacked Loki and injured him, when he limped back, the Aesir laughed at him and mocked him, page number 88. Why would a god or goddess do that to someone? Because they could hurt the way people worship them. And they always say that they want people to. Overall, this proves that Loki is innocent. Loki has done many mean tricks on the Aesir, but you should recognize that he also helps them out of many sticky situations, like helping the almighty Thor get his hammer back. He repays the Aesir whenever he tricks them, like when he cut off Sif's hair, he got the Aesir gifts in return. The gifts that Loki gets include a spear that will never miss its mark for Odin, a ship that can sail over water and land, a magical armband, and a golden boar. Page number 45 and 46. Those gifts later helped the Aesir greatly. Also, the Aesir never say thank you to Loki for his great help. Also, Loki could bribe the gnomes and magical creatures to do things for the Aesir. Page number 45. And it helped the Aesir because sometimes they needed something, but they could only get it from that one place. I mean, the Aesir could never get a gnome to do something for them. I think from my evidence you will agree that Loki is innocent. Loki may have played many tricks on the Aesir, but sometimes it was just he was just trying to be funny. When he cut off Sif's hair, it was a mean thing to do, but he did repay them greatly. Loki gave them magical items that helped later on. Page number 45 and 46. That proves that he is innocent. The items probably would never be attained by the Aesir alone. Also, when Loki stung the man and made him stop pumping the machine, it made Thor's hammer a little shorter than expected, and he had to wear an iron mitt. Although Thor didn't mind the shorter handle. Page number 48 and 49. As you can see, Thor wasn't all that mad, and Loki was punished severely. So I guess he was all good after that. Also, Loki probably just wanted a gift, because he never got anything from the Aesir. Through my evidence, you should find Loki, the Norse god, innocent of these crimes. Through all my evidence, you should find Loki mostly innocent of these crimes.
Ewan Edwards for defense. Members of the jury, welcome to the Loki court. Sure, Loki did some bad things, but he has reasons for them. Sure, Loki stole Freya's necklace and cut off Sif's hair, and Loki's biggest crime caused Baldur's death and not leaving from. But Loki made up for all those crimes. He replaced Sif's hair with real gold, golden hair forged by the gnomes. And even though Nanna died, it was because Baldur died. And I think Baldur's death was Hod's fault for being the one who shot the sharpened mistletoe. And Loki did not weep for Baldur, but he has a reason for that too. The Aesir treated him horribly. Loki doesn't mean for his crimes to go wrong. For example, when Baldur was killed, Nanna died with him. Page 131. Loki is mostly innocent because he didn't know that it would killed Nanna from her sadness, and Hod was the one who pulled the string and shot the sharpened mistletoe with the poison flowing in it. Page 131. I also think Loki is mostly innocent because every Aesir cared for gold like Loki, so any other Aesir would have stolen Freya's necklace, and if the Aesir cared for gold, they also could cut off Sif's hair. Loki can do some bad things, but he also did some good deeds. Loki should be mostly innocent because he always helped the Aesir. He helped Thor find a stolen hammer. Page 100. I personally think Loki is mostly innocent because he helps everyone in sight. Loki has done many crimes, but just because he did a whole lot of crimes doesn't mean he shouldn't be forgiven. He's cut off Sif's hair, he stole Freya's necklace, he killed Baldur and didn't weep for him. But he has reasons for all that, and people should forgive Loki. Loki also obeyed some of Odin's rules. For example, Odin's third rule. When you enter the house of a stranger, look into cupboards and dark corners to see if any foes are hiding. Odin's fourth rule. Then take the seat that is offered you and listen more than you speak. Odin's seventh rule. Men die, cowards die, you yourself must die one day. There is only one thing that will not die, the name, good or bad, that you have made for yourself. He did all those bad things because the Aesir treated him badly. After all this, I hope you learn Loki is mostly innocent. He is not the horrible Jotun he was made to be. As you can tell from body paragraph 1 and 2, you have no other choice but to find Loki mostly innocent.
Joshua Moran for the defense. Loki is a father, and his children get taken away by Odin. And if your children get taken away, you would act the way Loki does. Loki's son, Fenris, for example, is locked in an island surrounded by forest of iron trees. There he grew and grew so wild that Odin decided to have him chained up to make sure he could not escape. Then he grew so strong that the Aesir together could not hold him by force, so they persuaded him into testing his strength. They told him that they wanted to see if he could try to break free from these indestructible chains, and said if he couldn't, they would take the chains off. He agreed, and he couldn't break them off, but the Aesir let him there. How very tragic that is. I mean, Fenris didn't do anything, and Odin just chains him up. Odin also broke one of his rules. Your friends' friends shall be your friends. Page 28. Loki also had a daughter. Her name was Hel. She was shaped like a hag, but pale as death on one side and black as peat on the other. Page 50. Then she was sent deep underground to live on the doorstep of Niflheim and rule over the dead. Also page 50. I don't think Hel would do anything bad to the world. She doesn't seem like she would do anything bad. An old hag can't bring destruction. Unless if Loki's children, the Midgard serpent, and Odin flung the serpent into the ocean, it sank to the bottom and grew until it lay in circle around Midgard with its fangs biting it to its own tail. Page 50. That is just painful, biting to its own tail. Odin flung him into the bottom of the sea, can't even breathe? And that is all my evidence for to bring Loki innocent.
Mikko Link for the defense. Members of the court, today I have solid evidence that Loki, Norse god of the Jotun race, is mostly innocent. Loki did cause Balder's death, but when he asked Frigg if she had forgotten anything, she said she had neglected mistletoe. She shouldn't have neglected anything. Loki was in disguise, so why would Frigg tell a complete stranger if she had forgotten anything? So it's basically Frigg's fault that Balder died. Sure, he did not weep for Balder, but it was because he was mistreated by the Aesir, and so why should he weep one of the Aesir out of Hel's Hall? He did cause Nanna's death, but how would he have known her heart would break? It was Loki's fault that Hod died, but it was actually the Aesir who killed Hod, and Loki did not want Hod to die. The Aesir treated Loki very badly. Loki was mentally and physically abused, and he was desperate for it to stop, so he did some bad things. For example, bruised and blue, he limped back to the other Aesir who laughed at him, for they had no idea of what he had promised to do. Page 88. If he had been so beat up, why would they laugh at him? And they should have him given him something so that he felt better. Another example is, they placed him across three sharp ledges, bound him securely, and hung a poisonous serpent over his head so that its venom dripped down on his face. Page 139. It's very harsh for causing Balder's death, not directly killing him. And at the beginning of time, he and Odin vowed never to harm one another. There he kept him for 3 months with nothing to eat or drink, and that when he took him out, Loki had grown so hungry and meek that he had not only admitted who he was and also promised to do whatever Geirrod wanted if only Geirrod would spare his life. Page 105. The Aesir should have noticed that he had been gone for 3 months, and they weren't even worried. Since the Aesir treated Loki so badly, it makes sense that he would be mad. Loki did do some tricks, but he always made up for them. The Aesir would have never been so powerful if he had not done a trick. There was nothing worse for a woman than the shame of a bald head, and only Loki could have done such an awful deed. When Loki cut off Sif's hair, he was actually doing the Aesir a favor. If he had not cut her hair, the Aesir would have not have gotten Skeid Blondinir, the golden boar, Sif would have never gotten her golden hair, Odin wouldn't have gotten his spear and his arm ring, and Thor wouldn't have gotten the Mjolnir. And then, in a flash, Loki changed himself back into his own shape, and with fingers as long as and as thin as spider's legs, lifted the necklace from Freya's throat. All the Aesir had a lust for gold, so why should Loki be any different? And since it was so beautiful, anyone could have been overcome by greed. Loki likes pretty things. Overall, Loki did do some tricks, but he had reasons. Loki was a good family man. His children were either banished or tied up, which was one of the main reasons he lashed out at the Aesir, so he cannot be held accountable for his crimes. One of Loki's kids, the Midgard serpent, was thrown into the ocean for no reason at all. Hel, the hag, was thrown to Niflheim to guard the dead, page 50. And Fenris, the wolf, was tied up in a forest of iron trees, page 51, which is a very bad way to treat a child. All three of those children. Loki had no say in these affairs. Do you think Loki liked seeing his children being treated so badly? This shows that the Aesir did not acknowledge any of his rights. And then when Loki was punished, Sigurd stood by him with a cup to catch the venom, page 139. He must have been very good to her for her to help him like that. In conclusion, he's not just some monster who doesn't care about anyone. And so, because Loki was mistreated by the Aesir, and because he always made up for his tricks, but the Aesir never acknowledged that, and because Loki was a good father, but his children were banished or tied up, it makes sense that Loki would get angry and do some bad things. Therefore, Loki, Norse god of the Jotun race, is mostly innocent. I rest my case.
And this concludes our proceeding for the day. This has been a Norse God Swedio presentation.